Dear Lord, please help us do the right thing all day, every day.
L'chaim.
L'chaim, thank you. Thank you. Michael Matera.
Yes, sir.
I saw you outside in New York City doing a little barking. The worst barking that a comedian I've ever heard a comedian do. Barking, of course, is when you say, "Hey, do you like comedy? Who the fuck doesn't?" And they
come
ask
see
you,
this
"Yeah,
show.
Well, really, who's going to be in it?" Even though I don't give a fuck, I have other plans. But how much is it? And then you say, "Oh, all the hits from Leno and Letterman," even though none of them are there.
Right.
And they go fuck yourself, and you go fuck you. Except you and comedy. You in comedy? Whoever wants comedy. Comedy. So I just found this fascinating, and I had to have you and your attitude on the show. And also, we have Peyton Clarkson here. Who everybody, of course, knows, and I want to hear your view on comedy as well. How are you?
You've done barking as well, right, Peyton?
Oh, yeah, done my share of barking, yeah.
It doesn't that sound awesome as a job? Bark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the best.
The glorious life of comedy.
Yeah, it really gets to your self-esteem.
You stay outside and talk to strangers that don't want to talk to you to go inside and talk to strangers that don't want to listen to you. It's quite a conundrum.
It's a beautiful cyclical thing.
And who wants, you don't want to perform for somebody that you begged to come in.
And then they ask you, like, are you going to be funny? No, I'm going to be a fucking idiot. What do you want me to tell you?
Now, are you sarcastic on the street? I do go, no, I'm going to be a fucking idiot.
Oh, yeah, I'll bust balls. If somebody's like, come on. Like, I don't like to laugh. Okay, sure you don't like to laugh. Like, I don't have no sense of humor. No, you don't have a fucking ass. It is what you don't have.
Yeah, there's...
Pancake.
You hear, when you do it long enough, and I think, Michael, you'll agree with me, you hear the same things. So everybody turns into the most clever, repetitive dick you've ever heard in your life. How about sit-down comedy? Huh? How about a little sit-down comedy?
Oh, totally. I got my comedy show right next to me if there are a couple.
Yeah.
He's all the comedy I need. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, can I fuck you in the back? No, look at him.
Yeah. Right. That's pretty awful.
Oh, by the way, I'm sorry, we'll get back to this. My buddy Charlie just IM'd, and the show just started. I had to get rid of him. I got this good friend, and if you're new to
the
show,
he's a great friend.
You wouldn't think he's a good friend. He really is, but he has a drinking problem. He's a mess, and I can tell he wants to stay with me for a little bit, and I can't let him because he's such a mess, so I have to ignore him. I have to ignore all his calls. IM, of course, tells you where you are and what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I despise that.
I've got a dad, too. I understand.
So, unfortunately, I just have to ignore him. Because all during the show, hello, I see you, buddy. Hey, what the fuck, man? What the fuck? What the fuck? WTF. WTF. WTF.
Your avatar even tells me your mood. I even know your mood. I know you're there and you're pleasantly humorous today.
You have to. It's set. I am a set. American Online Instant Messenger is set. Unless you change it, it tells you what song you're playing. And people always knew what I was...
Are you serious?
Why do you want people just know what you're playing?
I don't do IM anymore. I stopped doing IM in college, but I've noticed like the whole mood thing. Like MySpace recently put that up as like, need more. We need more from you. Have enough.
Didn't blogging start it? Like you would put my mood is and then write your blog? I think like Blogspot did it, and they're like, I am distrustful. And then here's my fucking story about getting hurt last night on a date.
Yeah. And I'm ready to go out again tomorrow because I want to hurt other people.
BC from Canada says, you know Peyton from such things as getting hit by dodgeballs.
Oh, wow.
No,
wow.
Peyton was awesome at dodgeball. In fact, he had the warrior cry. I talked about this on the Canadian show, I think. You would know when you meant it, when you were aiming at somebody's head because you heard this roar coming out of Peyton.
Right,
and he would cartwheel out of the way of the balls.
Cartwheel. It's kind of like lightning, though, my strike. If you hear the battle cry, then it's too late. So, the ball's going before the speed of sound.
When I throw the ball, I go, you're out! Because the few times you actually are, it was awesome.
Oh, man, it couldn't have been
top. I did do that to somebody. He tried to throw the ball at me. He missed. I grabbed the ball, and I'm looking at him. I'm like, now you get the fuck out. And I hit him. I'm like, that fucking worked.
The Babe Ruth of dodgeball.
Right. I call you out. I point at you, and then I give you the outside with my thumb.
Yeah.
And the few times it works, it's awesome.
That's great.
But yeah, the live show is available, keithandthegirl.com/live of when we were in Canada. And of course, we were there with Peyton. Something we didn't get to talk about, and we'll get to all the comedy stuff, of course, again. We're not done with that. But one thing we didn't talk about is Peyton somehow, somewhere, got a chick's phone number put in his pocket, and he wasn't too fucked up to do it himself and forget.
Right. Absolutely not.
And you it didn't find out until later.
Right. It wasn't a phone number. It was a slip of paper that said, for your eyes only, meet me at, I don't know, some fucking Canadian street, you know, at, and not a time. You know, not that I would go anyways. I have a girlfriend, you know, like
not-
I wouldn't have even gone. But, you know, like this, if you're out there listening, I'd love to know just for closure's sake who that was.
Isn't that one of the hottest things that's ever happened? I mean, I guess maybe it would be a little hotter if it was like the day of that you realize.
I guess actual fucking's a little hotter, but I see her moving.
Oh, yeah, that's the top of my hot list. No, you know, like I said, I wouldn't have done anything, but still, it would have been like, from now on, if you're out there listening, if you're trying to land somebody by dropping a note in the pocket, put a little detail into it. Right. Add some specifics.
But also tap the ass a little bit so the guy notices his ass was just messed with or something.
Right. That's like when you're, I mean, okay, waiting tables forever. I'm sure you got your fair share of numbers or something just because girls get drunk.
What?
Of course I did.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course I did.
Of course, you know. And
number four, number six.
Nothing says sexy like the sampler platter coming your way.
I know what you mean, baby.
Combo number five.
So no, but you have, babe, right?
I got a few numbers, but yeah.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah, it's fun, but then like the girls, like they're all together, and then like they leave the name, and it's like Carrie, and they're like, all right, were you the fat ugly bitch with the herpes sore,
or
were
you like a table of six?
Yeah, it's like a table of fucking six chicks, and like I don't know which one it is, so it's like playing Russian roulette when you you know call up one of these chicks and you don't know.
And then you meet because you don't want to meet them in person. And go, I fucking knew it. I knew it.
But they should all be insulted. Like now you think them and all their friends are hot because you were taking a gamble.
Yeah,
so it's a little.
And then you
like,
have to play the guessing game. Like so. Yeah, I remember you totally. No, you don't. No, I do. You were wearing then. You have to let it linger. So they're like, I was wearing the red blouse. Right, of course you were. Like, oh, yeah, she's a hot bitch, thank God.
And when they go at the red blouse, I quickly talk over. Oh, you said that. Yeah, I was going to say red blouse or whatever you just said.
All right. I'm learning. It's my first podcast.
Oh, by the way, don't forget podcastawards.com. We're up for People's Choice and Mature.
Hell yeah.
We're up there. I'm 33. So it's old people that are still able to put together a microphone and a computer, which I barely can. I have the fan running on the computer half the day with the thing open so that it doesn't overheat. Yeah, listen to this story. A 20-year-old student in Shanghai, China, was electrocuted Monday when he opened his computer's external case while the machine was still on. The man, identified only by the common family name of Wu, had apparently opened his PC's case to prevent its central processing chip from overheating, exactly what I do, because he didn't want to turn his air conditioning on. His sweaty legs came into contact with the computer's internal wiring, likely causing a short circuit. Police and medical respondents found blood in the dead man's nostrils and bruises on his leg. A computer's internal voltage can reach as high as 380 volts. Powering down and unplugging it would have saved his life.
Aren't they supposed to be good with computers?
You would think so.
Oh!
Wait, from before, from when you were saying getting numbers, Fui says, I remember you. Did you have the salad or the extreme nachos?
And then you look at her on the date, extreme.
The nachos.
They always had the extreme. By the way, podcastawards.com, go there. For the next couple days, you vote every day. For People's Choice and for Mature for us. Molly said, well, we're not going to the Podcast Expo, by the way, and that's where they're going to present this award. And we went 2 years. You don't learn anything. And if something's so fucking groundbreaking, I'm going to get an email about it from somebody.
Right.
Right. So we're not going. We don't see the point. We'll find a different way to party with people in California. That's cool.
Actually, but we are going to the Dragon Con for those in Atlanta or the Atlanta area. We're going to do a live show on the first Friday night, which I believe is the 31st, whatever that is. That's at the end of August.
So there you go. So we'll find different ways to do stuff. We'll do something on the other coast for sure. But remember Molly, who helped us with the Cafe Press stuff, she said, if they're not going to the expo, then what's the point? And then somebody else said, who's going to pick it up? Molly's attitude will pick up the award. What's the point? Why would I possibly? How proud I was of the Vasa-Ulanska Canal. I didn't pick that up in Sweden.
Oh, she said, what's the point of voting? Yeah, I thought she said, what's the point of going?
What's the point of voting?
Oh, award is an award.
Right.
And if Brolo goes there, he's going to pick up the award for us and make the speech and everything. How cool would that be?
He's going to picture Brother Love accepting our speech, sing it on video, and he's going to do it in song.
Yeah, he's going to bring up the guitar with him and everything. And
if he can't make it, Maybe Jeremy will take some leftover glitter and walk around like a fag fairy. It's going to be something. Make sure you vote.
Yes, vote. I'm the new guy.
Also, what was I going to say? Oh, at the Dragon Con that first night when we finish our show, Brother Love is going to go on also and sing a few songs.
And where is that? What city?
Atlanta.
Oh, I haven't. Hotlanta.
Yes. Oh, and we're going to go to the brewery down there. There's a whole thing on our forums about the whole schedule for Friday to Monday.
Brother Love is, he sends me some emails, nice emails that you guys send him. And I get it, and I printed one out to read on the show, and it sounds familiar. The attitude about it, I've seen emails like this. Listen to this. I have no reason to write you, Brother Love, but fuck it. Just having a few Jägermeisters to forget my lousy job and listening to the album of the year. That's the name of his first CD. Usually it's not my kind of music, or at least I would have never found your stuff while looking for my kind of music. But as a longtime KTG listener, there is no way to avoid you, I guess. And what could I say? There are two or three songs that don't work for me, but the rest is simply fucking great. Really can't wait for Turn It Up, his second CD, for the copy to arrive. No. And yet, as an artist, all I would focus on is like, really? What two or three?
Totally.
Motherfucker. Somebody will have to rate this on the forums. It was some time ago. It was a long time ago. It was when Older Chris was on the show. Maybe like a year and a half ago, easily.
More than a year and a half ago.
A place reviewed my first CD before the second one even came out.
I remember that?
And
it was so thorough.
It was a glowing, thorough review that I just noticed these little put downs that they probably didn't even mean. And to me, it's shit all over me.
No, it was one thing that they found that they didn't like, which was understandable to not like. At some point, something happened.
Took a shit, but
no, I love that. Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
Was it your opener again, Keith?
I always get you with that first joke.
You got to break the ice. Let them know where they're going with the show, you know?
At some point, the mic was a little something, and so the sound guy said, "Hey, Keith, something about your mic. Switch mics." And so Keith left that in because Keith's shows are always just beginning to end. Whatever happens, happens. Right. So he said he doesn't appreciate when somebody leaves that kind of thing in. Okay, that's an opinion,
I feel like,
you know?
It's behind the scenes. He felt it was unprofessional.
Right.
Dude, it's like the White Stripes having a little bit of grittier sound. You had a low production value, which gives it more artistic value. Fuck them. That's what
right.
I say,
I'm
baby.
The White Stripes of comedy.
Yeah!
But instead of Keith just saying that, he asked me 20 questions like, so what do you think of this review? I do the same thing.
Like, yeah. I don't want to cut you off.
No, it's okay. Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
You
and
do?
I was about to actually just reference that. You have a vagina intuition.
I live based on that.
Why not?
I do too.
Honey, where am I going today? Hold on.
You mean I check my Palm Pilot? Yes.
The show last night. Like, everybody's like, great show. It was a great show. Nice job. Oh,
you're talking about the stand-up show that you hold. You perform. Some other comics perform.
He produces a show. Is it now every month or
it's
what?
Every other Monday. It's called Transmissions. I'll plug it. Fuck it. It's on the Lower East Side at the Slipper Room.
Nice plug, man.
Thanks, dude. I don't know. Whatever.
Mumble over it a little
teacher,
more.
I feel like I'm being greedy by plugging. I want to wait. I don't.
You're here.
It.
You know what? But Keith used to do that. We used to do that. We used to just be like, we're going to be over here.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would you care?
Yeah, I'm not like certain big name comics that like feel like they can just do whatever the fuck they want. I have a little bit of, you know.
Oh, we'll get to that. No, but it's at the Slipper Room.
The Slipper Room is
on the Lower East Side,
on the corner of Orchard and Stanton. It's every other Monday. It started yesterday, July 30th. So the next show is August 13th. And then August 27th and so forth, and you can go online.
Holy shit. Now he can't shut his fucking mouth.
See, I'm so shameless that I'm going to plug myself for your show. So the next one is... No, I'm joking.
Anyways, last night, nobody says anything about like me personally. I was like, I want to know about me. Like, tell me how I fucking did. You know, tell me what you thought of, you know, whatever. Right. I get that whole insecurity thing too, where it's like... Yeah.
Well, Keith, it goes back to in Canada, the guy that was sleeping on the wall.
Oh yeah!
You know, during the screening.
During the screening, we did three different things in three different nights of events in Canada. And the first night was a screening. By the time we got there, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and people were piss drunk. And some guy fell asleep in his drunken whatever state of mind. And Keith was only focused on him. Like, why?
Everybody else is dying laughing.
Laughing. Have a fantastic job. He's like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
And
what am I saying?
I couldn't tell he was sleeping. I couldn't see his eyes. I just saw this dopey. staring, his jaw open, staring. I'm like, I saw you laugh before.
Yeah.
And I say this in the live audience show, but I'm there like, I can't, I'm not really performing. It's a screening. So I'm looking at the screen like, come on, Keith. Now hit him with the motherfucker. And I look over like, how about that one, asshole? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And then I realize he's sleeping. I'm like, okay, that's fucking better. Why, at the same time, though, why do you have to say, I'm going to be honest, brother love. Every time that third song is on, I take a shit.
Oh, wait.
Like, why do you have to tell him?
No, yeah. I think, and the way I saw it, and I was wondering how Brother Love took that email, because the way I saw it is two or three songs out of an album is like something he can't get into. That's a really high percentage. That's really, really good.
Especially for a genre he doesn't particularly care for.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's two reasons that the guy would say that. It's either one, that he's just insecure about his, like, you know, like the people that are just like very pretentious about music. And he's like, I just want to let you know. He's like, who
I couldn't get fully into it.
Yeah,
because
It is how it sounded,
because it starts, the letter starts with like, you know what, but you're on Keith and the Girl all the time, I guess I can't fucking escape you. Let me just make it clear.
I don't choose to listen to you.
Right.
It's like mom's green beans.
For the record, I found Summertime cheesy. For the record, drinking all day, drinking all night. I just need to throw that out there. Okay,
I wouldn't piss on you if you were on fire. However, three of the songs didn't make me shit and vomit.
I saw that email as positive, but I could see as an artist that you would just nitpick at it all day long. So I was going to ask you, Michael, you have a girlfriend. Was she there last night?
Yes, she was.
How many questions did you ask her at the end of it? Did she have to like totally stroke your head?
Totally. Like, I swear to God, like, she came over last night and
apologize after every other question?
No, but I set it up with an apology. I'm sorry. Okay, back to me again. I was like, all right, back to me again. Okay. Well, what did you think about after, you remember I did the joke about Last Comic Standing? They don't get you sometimes. And sometimes, you know, she'll say that she's totally honest. She'll tell me exactly what what she thinks. And I quiz her about everything. What did you think about that? Okay. And she's really good. She's better than a fucking video camera. She's like seen all my shit. She's like, you did it differently this time. You took a little bit of a longer pause and you let the joke hit. And then you spoke a little bit more clearly. And I think it took.
Wow. How long is this relationship?
7 months.
Wow.
Totally unexpected.
Did you say I love you yet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is this you're feeling something a little bit?
I mean, I said I love you. I only said I love you to two girls in my life. and they're both Jewish, and they're both, their names both begin with a J. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with me.
For Jew.
Exactly. I just threw it out there, lofted it up, and you guys were like, smack!
Oh, you know Jew starts with devil horns. Come on.
Yeah.
Is she the blonde in the back of the
room? She was the redhead at the door. That was taking the money.
Oh, cute.
Taking the money like the Jews do at the door.
Bang her right in the face. She's very...
Keith, you're a sweetheart. I appreciate that. See, that's a nice guy. He knows how to compliment another gentleman on his girlfriend.
Bang her straight in the face.
I would go balls deep in her mouth, man. That's how much I like your girl.
She's a very pretty woman.
Thank you, sir.
She is.
And it was nice. And when we realized we didn't have money, when we went to the door and had to go back out to an ATM, she didn't look down on us.
Who doesn't have $5 in their pocket?
Yeah, she's really a smart girl. Like I told her this too. So, when I first saw her, I was like, I knew I was going to fuck. I was just like, you know, you see somebody and you're like, I'm going to fuck this girl. You know, you know, like, that sexual attraction's there. And then I kind of looked at her and I was like, she looks kind of jappy, a little bit, maybe, you know, floozy, but she's actually a really smart and funny, very good wit. Intelligent young lady.
If your girlfriend doesn't take that as a compliment later when she listens back to the show...
Don't be surprised.
Attribute it to the wit.
She knows. I've said this before.
It sounded like a compliment to all the dudes in the room.
Exactly.
Like, he really cares for this broad. Wow.
Let me tell you something.
I don't even
You look like a whore, and I was going to fuck you that night.
Yeah.
But you are funny.
That's what I thought. No, please. Chend is like, when I first met him, I thought he was a fucking dick. I assumed he'd be an asshole. But it's the summertime, and during the summertime, you know, girls, we're fucking whores.
Yeah.
And I take that as a compliment, because then comes the but. He was okay.
Yeah,
exactly. It's like a letter to Brother Love.
Yeah.
You got to look at the good things. I was okay.
You got to take the good with the bad.
Yeah. I do.
And can I get a beer out of there?
And she's hot and sexy. There you go, sweetheart. I love you. And she's cool. She's a great person.
Shut up.
By the way, if you're going to be in Atlanta, when are we in Atlanta? Do you know offhand?
Go to dragoncon.com. August 31st is when we're going.
Brother Love is looking for a guitarist.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's going to, like I said, he's going to be performing that first night right after us. And the normal guitarist doesn't have the time that evening to come in. So he's auditioning people.
There you go.
Guy with the email want to come out and try? Maybe.
Yeah. Let's hear your fucking songs.
Yeah.
Just to know it all.
Yeah. So you got time.
Let's hear your songs, fucking Bob.
Bob. Bob. Three letters, and he, whatever, no, fuck that.
And two of them bored me.
Yeah. I was going to try to make a correlation there.
Your name's a little redundant at the end. Friday's show, by the way, this Friday, instead of being at 12 midnight, the Keith and the Girl show, it'll be at 12 noon, because we're going camping, tubing.
Oh, wow.
Surfing nice. Subterranean.
That's great.
I'm excited.
I'm super excited.
Where are y'all going?
What's that? Jewland right up.
Jewland.
Long Island?
I'm out. I'm out.
Long Island?
Jewland.
It's around where Kutcher's is.
Instead of rafts, we use our yarmulkes. Giant raft yarmulkes, whatever. What, is it what? Where are you going?
It's like an hour and a half up there. It's camping ground. I don't know. Okay. I didn't look at the directions at all. I know is I'm
going. Is it like the all-inclusive thing? You guys are like the biking, the rafting, the hiking?
No. It's the drinking.
The molesting of Boy Scouts.
The sitting. Mm. The sleeping.
Awesome.
And everybody's bringing alcohol, right? So I'm bringing a cooler to this. And day one, I'm taking it all back. I'm taking all the booze from everybody. But I have a cooler. Say those are the rules?
Sounded like the Goonies. I'm taking it back. I'm taking it all back.
So let's talk about, Michael, let's talk about your show last night. And comedian Gary Goldman being a fucking jackass bitch.
What?
This motherfucker. You know what? You don't even have to say comedians on the show. I understand they can't say bad things about other comedians. Gary Goldman's the tall guy. You would think the nicer one out of the four from
Last Comic Standing.
No, from Last Torgasm. Comic Standing. From Torgasm.
Cook's masterpiece on HBO.
What a fucking fiasco. So.
I forgot that he was in that.
I thought Dane Cook just made Gary Goldman look like a pussy and an ass. Gary Goldman is a douche.
I love you.
Gary, how do you get Gary Goldman at your, no offense, your amateur show?
Yeah. Well, actually, the show isn't an amateur show. It's a new show. It's all professional comics that I've gotten, actually, which is great. Half and half. Anyways, I'm an amateur, I guess you could say, because I'm not professionally paid yet. Anyways, how I got Gary Goldman. Work with his
Just Google Gary Goldman. You'll recognize his face if you're listening.
It's Goldman with a G, not Coleman.
Goldman, right.
Yeah, Goldman. Yeah, everybody thinks that Gary, and that's the other thing. You're barking, you're like, hey, Gary Goldman's here. Gary Coleman.
Exactly.
Then why wouldn't you want to see Gary Coleman? Like, why are you busting my balls? Yes, Gary fucking Coleman.
I know, man.
What you talking about, Willis?
So he's the brilliant mind behind our cookies and Fig Newtons are great, and I can eat a million Fig Newtons. And when you think about it, aren't all cookies sugar cookies? And grapefruit and grapes are really totally fucking different. They are, Gary. They fucking are.
Oh,
he's a dick. He's a douche, a dick. You could tell. So he goes up, and you could tell. You assume he was supposed to get like 10 minutes or so. That's what you assume. I hear he was supposed to get 5. So he goes up and starts performing. This guy, Michael, holds up a light. I don't know if your cell phone or what. Yeah. Like, it's time.
And it's time to get off stage. That's how normally it works. You see a light, you have, depending on what you guys worked out, a minute or two. Yeah. So basically, as soon as you see the light, you have to wrap it up.
Yeah, Gary Goldman starts yelling.
And you assume with like a guy like that, okay, most comics are going to wrap it up.
He may have been around, right?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, you assume with most comics, they see the light, they're going to wrap it up in a minute to 2 minutes. But with somebody that's more, you know, nationally known, headliner like himself, he might take some liberty and do like maybe 3 minutes, 4 minutes. And I assume that already.
So, I did assume that as well. When I saw the light, I'm like, I would not be surprised if he went further, and he did.
Yeah. And but he did more than just...
Do you know how much over he went?
Oh, yeah. He went 13 minutes over. Yeah, he did 24 minutes. So
Holy
he went 14
shit.
Minutes over. So he did 24 minutes.
Holy shit. That's a half-hour special on HBO.
It was special indeed.
Well, here's the problem. Well, he was funny. What was interesting is that he was talking
disrespectful.
About... Disrespectful. It was very disrespectful.
The way that he said when I lit him was... You know, what is that? What is that? And, you know, it's the fucking light. You know what it is. You know, you've been working comedy for 13 years. It means, you know, wrap it up, bud. And
but you didn't say anything, did you?
What, at that point in time? No, because
I'm sorry. Only 13 years comedy?
Yeah.
Good for him. And he came up with all cookies are sugar cookies when you think about it. Yeah. Because when you think about it, Yeah. Like, why would you call them sugar cookies? Just call them cookies. Like, you call it plain slice of pizza, a slice.
Right.
You know what I mean? He has a point. Right. Is that a whole track?
No, I think it's broken up, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a lot to digest.
Well, I hope he goes back to it.
Because it's food.
I was like, I remember that from earlier. Yeah. Jack off. Jack off, bitch.
Yeah. Everybody loved him at this show.
You know what I liked? I'm going to say that I liked hearing him talk. He was more like talking. And here's what you could tell. Gary Goldman's going through a phase in his life. He doesn't like I always bring up this point. People go, oh yeah, Posh Spice is dumb. Well, she's laughing all the way to the bank. This person's dumb. Gary Goldman isn't really laughing all the way to the bank about his shitty things. He knows people think he's a hack and he's shitty. He's not laughing all the way to the bank because he was in Torgasm.
Actually, I don't think he thinks people know he's a hack. I think he understands that he has to be hacky in order to do the touring that he does.
But he's not happy about it.
He's not happy about it. He definitely is not happy about it, but he himself said he's making fun of his own jokes, knowing that this is what he has to do in order to get paid, and I quote, millions.
Oh yeah, God, I can't believe it. Hey,
he's
guys,
super rich, right?
I'm just gonna fucking. It's gonna be diary of the mouth. Yes. Here you go. He's like, that's what I wanted. How fucking fortuitous is this? He's a fucking dick. There you go.
Yes.
There you go. That's what Keith wanted to hear. That's what Keith wanted to hear. He's like, when's this little asshole gonna open up? I got a big mouth. What can I say? Whatever. And if it fucks me up in the world of comedy, then so be it. But you know what, dude? It's just common courtesy, man. And I'm not gonna name names, but.
We already did, right?
Yeah, we did. But I'm saying, and for the other comics that were on the show, I don't even need to name names. It's just like, there was a multitude, shall we say, of comics that were just...
Picking on him?
No, just like, well, that too. But I'm saying, just like, astounded at the hubris.
Audacity.
Right. Of this guy, like, you know, and what he said to me was, he's like, you know what, I'll light you, and he's, that's what he said. You guys maybe didn't hear that. He's like, you know, you're lighting me. You're like, he's like, what do I have? I was like, you're at like 10 minutes. Yeah, yeah. I was like, he's like, how much more time do I have? I was like, well, I guess like 2-5. He's like, yeah, you know what, whatever. I'll light you, okay? He's like, I've been doing this for 13 years.
Holy fuck, did he?
You know,
that
he's like,
stage?
I don't get out of bed for less than 15 grand, okay? He's
I
like,
remember
I've been,
that.
And he names drop. He's like, I've done Tonight Show, Leno. I was like. Whatever, dude. I was like, you know, you're down here, you're doing an alt room where it's like, you know, he's getting the chance to do the stuff that he wants to do now because he's tired of doing the cookie fucking Fig Newton jokes, which he's talked about openly, so I'm not saying anything the guy
has. Let me say this. You can tell he's going through a crisis and he wants to tell, because I don't picture that he didn't tell the cookie jokes before. I think in every
he still
room
tells
he told
them on
the
fucking
joke.
Road because his people weren't they're not going to hire him. He's made his name upon that. So when he does corporate gigs, when he does the fucking, you know, all the touring, like the Funny Bones, all that bullshit, you have to do it. People, I mean, you make your name on something. You can't go in there and all of a sudden be like, I'm this new guy. Because when you sell out and you fucking and you do that and you make your name on whatever it is that, you know, it becomes the mass appeal for people to like, that's easy. I like, you know, it's the family friendly stuff.
Right.
You know, then you can't go in there and be like, all of a sudden, hey, you know what? I hate the fucking world, really. I feel bitter about what I've been doing, and I want to make a change.
But let me say, though, my point is he wants to be deeper now, but he doesn't have it in him. He wants to be Bill Hicks, and he really doesn't have him in him.
Because he doesn't have jokes to back up what he believes
in. Right.
And
it's
you're a joke teller.
Right. So that's just clever thoughts. When Bill Hicks or whoever did comedy, it wasn't just clever thoughts and that's it.
It was a belief and a passion.
Right.
What you
and it also had actual humor to it. Yeah. On the CDs, they still found it humorous.
There's a certain way to tell stories. He had about 3 points that he repeated for 15 minutes.
A bottle of water takes 7 gallons of water to make the plastic. Isn't that amazing? Okay, now I'm going to need a punchline to that also.
Yeah.
Not just like, that is fucking fascinating.
See, that's what happened to the Roseanne show. Like, she was...
I love that we segue to Roseanne.
We always do. I don't know if you're the show, but we always do.
I feel like any time's a good time to mention Roseanne.
Whatever.
But by the end of her series...
Brought to you by the WB, which is now the...
Who the fuck knows? But it's now the sellout station. But by the time Roseanne was done with her thing, the last 2 seasons, I don't know, I stopped watching it when they won the lottery and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they were all
her jokes were man jokes, were, you know, anti-whatever the fuck she was anti-jokes, and it wasn't jokes. It was just, oh, I guess you're right because you're a man.
Yeah.
Okay, you just yelled at someone. That's not really funny just because you say it loud.
Mm-hmm. I just... fuck, I don't know, whatever. I mean, I feel like... there's a way to go about doing it. Like, yeah, he's a headliner, he's well-known, whatever, he's coming down. I was happy to have him. I was excited to have the guy come down. I was like, cool, this is, you know, nice. I got a really well-known comic, blah, blah, blah. But just like the total lack of regard and disrespect, and it's been, and I'm not the first one. It's not like, oh my god, some guy that's a new comic got shit on by a comic that is a headliner. Right. Oh, call the fucking, you know, National Guard. It happens, but you know what? I'm not. It's bullshit.
Like I said before, I don't know the guy, but you got to at least have the common decency to pretend like you don't see the light.
Yeah,
you know, you pretend like you do see it, and you keep going.
But you call the guy out. I mean, it's like first show, he calls me out and fucking shits on me. He's like, you know, I'll light you. Okay. Well,
you're probably
well done.
Shitting a brick well to begin with because it's your first show.
Yeah, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then I got other comics waiting. It's like, not like, what, nobody else has another fucking spot to do tonight and you're just going to hold up the entire show? Yeah. It's like, it's not like I had all amateurs on my show. I have fucking good comics. Like, two of the guys just got back from Montreal Comedy Festival. Another guy's
Which
done,
is a huge deal.
Yeah.
And by the way, I think the whole point is, yes, this is the Lower East Side, like some random whatever, you know, you're not getting, I'm assuming you didn't pay him.
No.
Yeah, so he didn't get paid. The thing is
but he doesn't get out of bed for less than $15,000, right. So I felt happy, you know, just about that.
No, you got a deal.
I did.
You get out of bed for $0.
I'm lucky I didn't have to fucking jerk him off.
But you did, though, right?
Oh, of course.
Please, I bet he doesn't even look at you when you jerk him off. This guy is so dismissive. Fuck him. Yeah.
I tell you when I'm about to come.
You'll see the white light. It'll be emitting.
But the thing is if you agree to anything, then you agree to it. And you don't shit on it once you get there, like, oh, this is beneath me. You said yes.
Yeah.
You said yes. That's the point. Like, if it is beneath you, just say no. And then don't shit on it. And you can have the host can have a better show.
And there's, one of the people that I was talking to about the show is like, listen, he's been around for a while longer than me. He's like, I used to run a room at the, at a comedy club. And, you know, one of these other headliners would come down a lot, like a very, very well-known guy. And he would ask.
Robin Williams.
No, yeah, and he would ask. He'd come down and he'd be like, you know, listen, I want to do like about a half an hour or something. And he'd ask, if you want to do, like, you know, if you're going to take up that much time, that's courteous. You know, it's respectful. That's somebody with dignity and character. You know, and says, hey, I want to do about this much time. Is that cool? You know?
Right.
This guy didn't do that. And not only that, he fucking tried to make an ass out of me. You know, whatever. So.
Yeah, right. that was really the cherry.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, it's just whatever. So all the stories I heard, I was telling you earlier, I've heard all these stories about Gallman, you know, like he spit on audience members before. Like, fucking.
Come on.
No, yeah.
Now that's humor. I like it. Yeah. As an audience member, I like it.
Like, whatever.
But I like Gallagher.
I guess, whatever. Fuck it.
Also, in your opening thing, you mentioned Last Comic Standing, right?
Yeah, I did.
I thought it was really funny because this is exactly...
That was great.
Yeah, you said...
thank you.
You go around... you tell people you're a comic and you get the usual, like, be funny, blah, blah, blah. Why don't you do Last Comic Standing? Because that's people's only reference of anything. And I get the same thing... My relatives knew that I was pursuing singing for a while.
Right.
That is the only thing they come up with is, why don't you try for American Idol? And I'm it's like, do you understand that this is not the only thing in the universe where you get to make your mark on anything?
Yeah.
Slash, it could potentially ruin your career.
This fucking... Oh, God. This nation is made up of a fucking... It's a cultural wasteland of it's culturally vapid. It's, you know, right. It's just like morons. It's like... Last Comic Standing, American Idol. Okay, if there's one person on that show with like an iota of originality and talent, if that was being like presented to the public, it was like people like on
Kelly
par with
Kelly Clarkson
like,
rocks.
Yeah, like on par with like
not
Led
really
Zeppelin.
Like oh well,
or Radiohead, or Bob Dylan, or anybody. You know,
who's and then, a whitey?
Yeah, and like, you know, there's a discussion about the music or something, and then like you know how you know whatever anything that was like you know with respect to the process and not just like Whitney Houston and fucking Kenny Rogers covers. You know,
right. And I never got into it. You know, so we never talked about Last Comic Standing because I couldn't even finish the second episode of it. Those three people that you know
the newest
that
one.
Are now judges. Yeah, the three comics that are now judges. And who told me this? Was it you, Payne, or somebody else that? They perform there or try it out, and they start telling the story like, no, we need jokes and punchlines and this.
Yeah.
I'm like, really?
So
is that what Carlin did? Is that what everybody you fucking respected did?
And
now you're those pieces of shit making, churning out pieces of shit.
20-second clips for Comedy Central. Right. So like, the mother load, and but a bump.
Right.
It's like, you know... Exactly, dude. Exactly.
It was actually the first audition that I didn't get where I walked away feeling better about myself.
Right.
You know what I mean? They honestly said, your format, and this is after, you know, I got an appointment set up for me, you know, like it was, I was
That's
so excited.
That's the only way
to
get in,
You know, I didn't have to wait on the line. I was so excited and I went in there with what I thought was my best material, you know, and it's more thought out, more social stuff, you know, and they stopped me halfway through and they say, you know, I feel like you're just telling stories here. We need more set up punch. Go. So, right. You know, I just don't got it. I don't.
And not even like saying, like, if you're thinking, like, maybe Peyton just wasn't funny, not like you didn't get to the punchline or something. Like, they're saying, no, I need done. I need next, right. next, next.
And yeah. what's good about this page?
I need
now
that. I need the asshole paper shredder joke. You know what I mean? Right. Next.
But what's good about it now that you tried out? This is awesome because I eventually tried out for
American Idol.
American Idol. Stood on the goddamn line. Felt like a retard.
Piece
hated
of shit, yeah.
hated that somebody recognized me online. I hate admitting that I tried it, but I was so lost in my career that I was like,
right.
I guess I gotta try this,
right.
you know?
Something, anything.
Right. Exactly. So now we tried out, right, Peyton? We tried out for this piece of shit garbage. We know it's a piece of shit garbage. Mm-hmm. We know it's whatever, but you gotta do it, right? Now when people go like, oh, this is what you wanna do, you should try out for such and such. Now I get to say, I did try out, and now they have to respond to that and go, oh, well, they don't know what they're talking about. A second ago, you said it was, oh, you know, American Idol, that can really, you know, that's, they're the shit.
Simon Cowell, Schmaman Bauer, you know.
And then people are so excited, too, when they get the rejection tapes. Like, that's me, that's my 15 seconds. Did you see Simon make fun of me? Did you see? It was awesome.
You're like, what are you going to get out of that?
What? Yeah, it's like, did you see it? It's all out of, like, fucking loop ad nauseum. And that's what fucking stupid idiots think is... You know,
yeah, and I felt the same way as you, Peyton. Yeah. I hope I don't get on TV. I hope I don't like. Yeah. I hope they don't show clips of me. I
hope Gary Goldman doesn't hear this podcast. You know, actually, whatever. Fuck it. I mean, Gary, listen, man. I thought I let me just say this. I saw Gary perform a month ago when he opened up his heart and soul on stage for about 35 minutes and was totally, completely honest about where he was in his career and where he was. He said he's unhappy about what he's been doing with the jokes he's been saying. And he feels like he's a hack. And
was it funny or
that
fascinating?
Sounds familiar.
Honestly, I found it fascinating because as an artist and myself, I appreciated it. I told him afterwards, like I went up to him, I was like, shook his hand twice. I was like, wow. I was like, dude, I really respect you for what you just said up there.
That's what Keith went to do after as well. Am I right?
Say that again.
You went to go shake Gary's hand and yeah. say like that because you were. It was the same response, Michael, that you had. Keith had as well, and me too. But you know, more so Keith because he's a comic.
When was
as well.
This? When did you go?
The same night.
Yesterday.
Oh, you went up to say something to Gary?
I went afterwards to say, because I like just seeing what these people are like to talk to for a second.
Right.
I still want to know. I realized what he did to your club. He shat all over it. And I'm like, I still want to just see for a second. And so my in was, you know, the stuff about selling out I thought was brilliant. Good job. And so I was so dismissed.
Yeah.
And you can believe maybe that's why I'm hating on him or not, but I swear it's not. It, you know, I had a problem with the Simpsons people. I said I thought the movie was better than average. I'll tell the truth, but he was a dick. He was just a dick, and I think probably was like, well, that's not the point. Like I don't even know what he was thinking, you know, or if it even
which
registered.
Is such a shame. But then I always think like if you go up to celebrity, pseudo celebrity, whatever the hell, whoever's on stage.
I mean, I'm not saying
there might be a mode there that. They're not ready for. You know what I mean? Like when you first get off stage, it's a little difficult sometimes to embrace people, but at the same time, that's part of your job.
Yeah, and it's not fucking difficult. You know what? It's not fucking difficult. It's not. You're those people are there. You know what? I have a full respect for, like, you know, sometimes berating an audience, but whatever. If that's, you know, whatever. But they're there fucking. You're not going to have a show without them. So if you come off stage and somebody says something to you,
I'm not saying you had to sit me down and have
coffee.
I hope I'm clear.
But. Yeah, you know, he's not expecting a fucking hand job. Right. Keith is not expecting that, folks. He's expecting just a little bit of common courtesy, maybe appreciation as a human being, and
nod, perhaps.
Yeah.
A knowing nod.
Whatever, fuck. This is.
Let me look at your notebook. You know, this is common courtesy. Yeah. We'll see a humorous thing. I was in Canada, Gary Goldman.
But I bet
I'm huge.
Yeah. I went on fucking famous people all the time in my restaurant, dude.
I tried to show him all the top 10 podcast lists. He wouldn't even look at them.
I tried to get him to sign the photo album when I took a shit on the crowd.
I brought my Swedish award.
He couldn't care. He's like, it's cracked. And I'm like, I got it that way.
Love you, Gary.
Can I get another beer?
Sure.
Hand Michael a beer, too. He looks thirsty.
I'm good. I don't drink, actually.
I can tell.
We'll get to that later, I guess.
What's going on?
It's out.
What's
it's out in the bag. What's going on? Why don't I drink?
Yeah.
It's in the DNA. Did you miss the beginning of my set?
We did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was busy getting the beer to the next place.
You want me to do it for you right now?
By the way, do you notice that comics are either in AA or off alcohol or complete raging alcoholics like the man next to you,
Peyton
Clarkson?
I did not notice that.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, of course. It's probably a good study that needs to have a documentary or something done on it.
One second, Michael. Can you hand me the vodka, please?
Yeah.
No, that's the empty bottle handle. It's actually the bottle in the freezer.
And can you smell it on the way over here and see what you think? Is that a potato vodka, Michael? What do you think? Do you know vodka?
So, yeah, all common.
I love that we're about to discuss this, Michael. I don't drink either.
Oh, really?
And yeah, well, just I never got into it. But
ever since the incident.
I've had a lot of incidents, trust me.
Well,
before you get your hopes up, Hemda, just know that the only reason we can't really rebut what you're saying is because we're fucking hammered, okay? So don't get all high and mighty on us.
It's not even I wish I drank sometimes, because the social and the business aspect of it sometimes is weird. Like, as soon as you came in, we asked you if you wanted a beer. 3 times later, we asked you for a beer, so much so that you had to tell us, like, you know.
Well,
what?
You set it up like that. I know what you did. No, I'm they're like, we'll just wait for him to fucking crack, like the whole Gary Gallman thing. I wasn't planning on coming here, folks, and saying anything about that, but the Gary Gallman thing or the AA thing, but whatever. You know, it's the power of the mic.
The AA thing, like, you can't really avoid.
I don't even do AA anymore. Like, I stopped drinking when I was 20. I'm 27 now. I stopped doing AA when I was 21 and a half. I mean, there's no doubt it's what got me cleaned up and sober, but it's like I had a whole problem with the God thing and the whole, it felt a little cultish to me.
And the keeping it anonymous thing.
Yeah, well,
yeah. The whole not drinking thing, yeah. Quite frankly.
Yeah. It just didn't make sense to me. Don't know why.
Yeah, so she's absolutely right. All comics are either mass drinkers or they went to rehab. Every single one. And you could tell the ones on stage that are drinking water, like, you're not taking another sip because you're thirsty. You're taking another sip because it's your habit. Yeah. You know what I mean? What happened?
What happened? Oh, God. Dude.
What happened?
I tell you, the culminating event was I fell 4 stories off of a balcony doing a handstand, and I broke my pelvis and my left wrist. So I fell 52
Holy
feet.
Fuck.
At 21?
At 20.
Wait.
You weren't even legal.
Breaking the law.
Do you think maybe that happened because you weren't legal yet?
Breaking the law.
Was God punishing you?
Were you? Wait, you did a handstand on what? The windowsill?
No. Like, you know, like, I had a balcony at college in the apartment I lived in, my brother and I. And I used to just do this thing when I got drunk, and I was like, oh, here goes Crazy Mike. And I'd lean over the balcony and I'd grab the railings.
That's Michael. Yeah. Michael.
Oh, I love you. I love you.
That's why you don't like being called Mike. That's the old you. No. You fag.
That was my nickname in college from these couple of guys, Crazy Mike. Whatever. How tacky is that? I wasn't in a frat, no. But that's what my nickname was. Anyways, so I'd lean over the balcony and I'd hold onto the railing that ran perpendicular with the railing. And I'd raise myself up, right? And I'd always leave about 10% of my body back towards the house, so I wasn't totally on the outside of the railing. But I guess, like, one night I was just really fucked up and I was feeling like super buff. And I was like, watch this, guys. And I went totally perpendicular with the ground. I was like, my body was totally on the outside of the railing. Then my back bowed, and I couldn't recover quick enough. And
did you fall right on your back?
No,
your front?
I fell in the best position possible.
On the pelvis, actually.
Yes. He's a listener.
And that made you think that
How'd you fall?
I fell through the air, and I hit the ground on my left-hand side. It was like grass, and like I fell in between like an air conditioning unit on the left side and like PVC piping on the right, and I just landed perfectly. And my mom's like, that's because Jesus was watching you.
Oh.
God, thanks, Jesus.
Thanks for pouring all the fucking alcohol for me, Jesus.
Yeah.
No, Ma, that was Jose.
Yeah.
And so now, Mom, I'm going to take that degree that Jesus pay for and become a stand-up comic.
Yeah, yeah.
BC from Canada says, if all comics are alcoholics, Lindsay Lohan should be hilarious.
But
waka waka.
All these. So I has
my dad's an alcoholic. Whatever.
Yeah. Is there a lot of stuff like that? Like, you were always the asshole at parties.
Oh no, I see this sort of thing. I was never like the asshole. I was never a bad drunk.
Because I gotta say,
you were the
AA
fun
story,
fucking guy.
I'm like, dude. You sound okay.
Yeah, no, I was never like the bad fucking drunk guy. Like, I was like, fight, fuck, you know, right. Vandalism. I was like, get more drugs, drive on acid and coke, and pick up hookers and gangbanging with your friends. And
that's Charlie, yeah.
Yeah,
the
you know,
gateway drinker.
Yeah, and like,
oh, that's Crazy Mike.
And it's like uncontrollable stupid shit, like hit and runs, like all kinds of shit. I mean, the story, you know, fucking pulling out your dick for no reason in front of girls and being like, oh, where did that come from? Maybe you should touch it.
It's the brain.
You know?
Well, so was the
AA, he didn't know the popcorn trick had popcorn involved.
Wait, so did you remember you doing all of this, or were you the kind of drunk that had to be reminded of all the bullshit?
Oh, some of it was reminded. Like when I was like, when you know, you'd wake up and be like, where'd that piss come from? And they'd be like, oh, that was you last night. You pissed yourself. Or like, you know, why is my car get a dent? You almost ran over a family at Fridays. That's what happened. And
wow.
Do you ever feel like that never happened? They're just fucking with you?
Hey, let's go pee on Crazy Mike.
Dude, I'm a...
He'll realize if we call him Dummy Mike. Let's call him Crazy Mike.
Well, hey, but with all the incidents, was the AA, was it court-ordered, or was it...
No, it was mom-ordered. It was approved by mom.
Okay.
You're lucky it wasn't the police that found you, because you're underage and you're right. Drinking. And
well, I'd just like to say that a lot of people that are in AA, the main reason that it remains anonymous is because people who... do or do not fall off of it, they don't want that to be a reflection on the program.
Yeah.
You know, so whether it was your thing or not, it wasn't really your going after. It wasn't you coming to a self-realization that you had to make some changes. It was your mom made you do it. So, of course...
Yeah, my mom made me go. And you know what? Honestly, I mean, people take AA or leave it. Like, there's no doubt in my mind it's what got me cleaned up and
take
sober.
Take it or leave it.
Yeah.
That's true.
The points of, you know...
But did you... Oh, if your mom made you go, how did you get into it?
Well, because I had no fucking choice. I was at college, fucked up my pelvis and all that, moved home for the summer because it happened in June. I was in between my sophomore and my junior year.
Oh, so she was wheeling you around.
I was right. Like, what are the choices? Stay with home with mom and have her bitch at you, or go to AA?
Why did you tell her it came from alcohol?
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Really?
There's no...
Come on.
How did you... A drunk person pushed me off the roof.
I was... Yes, my brother. I live with. I was painting the railing. I dropped the brush, and I decided it was that worth it to jump after it.
We all get to. I would have lied. It doesn't. None of those excuses sounded crazy to me. We all get together. We paint up the place on Thursdays.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You fall off. Then my son is stupid.
And I landed on a bottle of vodka, and that's why the hospital found that blood content.
Shouldn't the hospital call the
police? I didn't go to
the
hospital until 7 o'clock that night. It happened at 4 in the morning. And I sat around and got drunk and high, and then
shit.
Oh my God.
A broken pelvis, no kidding.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, yeah, dude.
Crazy. The man has no control.
When did you start drinking? That at 20 you were
13, 12, something like
that.
God.
From house alcohol, from outside?
It all started when I learned it from watching you, Dad. Okay.
Your father's an alcoholic.
Yeah, I haven't talked to my dad in like 3.5 years. He's a fuck up. And my dad's cokehead and alcoholic, all that shit. But
was he living with growing up?
Oh, my mom's gonna love this.
I smell comedy.
Yeah, I smell it. Catalyst for your depression and anger.
Was your dad's name Crazy?
You hear this,
Mart?
Folks? That's my anger. Oh, that's bubble wrap. I get it out.
Dude, we have to use that.
Sorry about your order, Jonathan.
My dad's. I haven't talked to him in 3.5 years. You know, deadbeat dad, all that kind of great stuff.
Are they still together?
No. He owes my mom like $60,000 in child support. But he's a great guy.
How old are you now?
27.
Okay. Did you not remember that? But for 1 second, did you not have booze in 7 years?
No, I relapsed. No, I relapsed.
You relapse as soon as you taste a little bit. You really can't have a drink.
No.
It's done.
You get crazy.
Yeah. I love this too, because like this conversation right now, I find so, I find it not fascinating. I guess fascinating because like I had a girl once. Like I told, like, I try. I'm not as odd as this sounds because I'm on. You guys evidently have like 35,000 people listening. I don't let this information out. I'm not like one.
Just to make it clear more.
Yeah, just to make it
like
clear.
Why can't I let that go? Yeah. It's a lot more than that. Why can't I let that go?
What?
more listeners than 35,000.
Oh, my bad. Oh, more than that. My bad.
No, I'm kidding.
Is what I read on the articles. They're old ones, I suppose. I hate those people that are just like, this is me, this is all me, listen, hear me out, this is who I am, but fuck it, whatever we're talking about. So what the fuck was I saying?
You hate your dad?
No, something about like...
So you can't have one drink. And I'm
Yeah, this girl's like fucking... she's like, why don't you drink? And I was like, yeah, and I usually try to beat around the bush. I was like, I don't drink. I used to drink. I don't do it anymore. You know, well, why not?
You don't mention Crazy Mike.
No, I don't mention... she's like...
Does your hot redhead girlfriend know about Crazy Mike?
Yeah, she knows about Crazy Mike. She knows about Crazy Mike.
Well, apparently the first night he met her, he said, Crazy Mike's gonna fuck this girl.
You're fucking her, and she's like, Okay, bring out Crazy Mike.
This is boring. I don't like Sober Mike. He's flaccid and
Michael.
Hit it deep.
Who wants a shot? You know I got a problem, baby. Yeah, I know.
Let's go out on the balcony and have a drink, baby.
Oh, God. So,
no, look, hey, man, I don't mean to make light of it. That is a...
I do.
No, totally make light of it. Well, I was sober for 3.5 years, relapsed right before I moved to New York.
How did you relapse? What
I was
what
a bartender. I was a bartender. That'll do it. That'll do it.
I was a pedophile, but I was a camp counselor. What do you want from me?
I got fucking Sam Malone over here.
Dude, it's odd, though. You'll find that a lot of actually alcoholics or that don't drink anymore.
Why? Why would you decide to tend bar?
To prove to yourself or because it's an easy job?
A lot of hookers, fuck, you need the money. You need the money. So I relapsed, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
And was it a customer trying to get you to drink with them?
No, that happens all the time, though. And I was really good about it. It's usually the alone time you have with the jack, when the jack's, like, talking to you. It's not like a person, it's not like a girl with, like, you know, tits hanging out. It's like, you want a drink? Do a shot with me. It's like you and the Jack Daniels, like, after the end of the night, you're wiping down the bottle, and the jack's like, psst, yo.
You fucking earned it, buddy.
You fucking needed it.
Hey, Mike, you want to get crazy?
Where's Mike? Bring Mike out. Hey, Michael, where's Mike?
How do you stay sober in a bar? Don't people get pissed off that the bartender isn't drinking with them?
They're confounded by it. They're, like, kind of perplexed, but...
Right.
They don't get pissed. No, you just, like, tell me you don't drink. They're like, all right, man, more for me.
Right. But, you know, I found it.
We got plenty for you, sir. Yeah. Sounds like more for me. It's probably illegal if I give you more, actually. More for me.
I've had several bartending jobs, and I find that, and you know, the regulars are oftentimes great people, but oftentimes lushes that make you want to never touch a drop
again. That's what people think, but you know, it doesn't matter. Yeah, honestly, if you're an alky dude and you're a drug addict, people always say, like, well, if you love your family, how could you do this? How could you walk away from a beautiful family?
I love them more when I'm drunk.
Yeah. How could you walk away from all this? Because, man, like, people are always like, how could they? They had a six-figure job, beautiful house, but all that shit. Because people, they're fucking alkies and drug addicts, and that's what matters most. And then, I mean, that's what it's a fucking addiction, man.
Is it a physical addiction still, like right now? Not right this second, but you get physical
what?
Anything.
What?
When did you relapse last? Is it called relapse if you keep relapsing? When did you do it last?
Just spit it out of your mouth into mine. It doesn't count.
Right before your girlfriend takes a drink. She drinks, right? Does your girlfriend drink?
She drinks. So, but she doesn't drink that hardly at all.
Do you kiss her real quick before she swallows?
Don't smile.
When's the last time you drank?
It'll be 2 years ago in September.
I'll give you $100 for a shot.
Ah, that's great. No, I'm cool.
All right.
I'll give you two for one.
$200 for one shot?
No, $2 if you'll give me one.
You want a shot?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
That's great, man.
Like, all of a sudden, Payne, like, did you just look over like, is that okay? Because he has a problem?
They
got seven
fucking
beers around.
No, you know, my family's got the bug, too, and probably so do I, but, you know.
You know what, man?
Payne, you ever do anything ridiculous?
While drunk? Well, you know,
I know you pee in a cup on a drive to Canada, but...
Yeah, you know what's funny, though, is I've recently given up Jack Daniels. I have, and you know...
Congratulations.
Is it because you think, like, Jack does bad things to you?
Man, Jack does awful things to me,
I love that.
But, you know, look, I know what you're saying, but, like, I really can't drink enough beer to where I black out. But lately, you know, I've been drinking Jack and doing some stupid stuff probably once, twice a month, like, really getting out of hand with it, and...
You picked up a hooker yet?
No.
Did you?
Oh.
You're talking about...
I didn't get the AA card without the credentials, people.
All of a sudden, I feel like less of a man, you know?
Hand that to Mike, please. Just in case. Nobody,
just in case.
I'm not here to make
folks,
you feel
folks, she's handing
awkward.
Me a little bit of
Wait,
Grey
see,
Goose.
Keith, I was really thinking you were doing
just
one
with me. Just in case I
want
to relapse today on the show.
She's going
to
hand me another
he's
shot.
He's trying to hit like every point he can. He's like, let's get him to fucking ruin his comedy career before it started by shitting on a headliner. Let's get him to talk about his family. And
there is a shot of vodka in front of Michael.
And
right
I just
now,
picked it up, and it's cold and chilly.
Baby, what is wrong? You are actually the devil. Can you pass it back to Keith?
No, it's just cold. Look at it from. It's good. It's good for the listeners.
You're testing yourself. This makes this you guy. Stronger.
No, Keith, actually, you're testing him.
Yeah, right.
He didn't have a whole lot to do with
Socrates
that.
Of podcasts. Or
by the way, this is Smirnoff. This is sipping vodka. I upgraded from the Fleischmann's. The show's
you
working
know, a
out.
Sip, a sip might describe the amount of vodka in that little tiny shot glass.
Michael.
Yes,
I'm an
ma'am.
Adult.
So you started at 13. Did you did you before you were before you sobered up at 20?
I started. Let me just put it this way: I did acid before I did anything else. I got on the fast track quick. Like before I smoked weed, before I mean, actually I drank first, but before I did any other drug, I was like, it's, I want to get to the hard shit quickly. Like,
were you scared of any of that stuff?
Oh no, I've done every. Oh, this sounds so like okay, I'm not bragging here. I'm just like getting quick to the point. I've done every drug except for heroin and PCP. Think, yeah.
So what, acid? I mean, that's like acid, right? Like
well,
coke? Coke?
Acid, coke, crystal
crack.
Meth.
Yeah, no, he got in
crack.
There.
You're
crack? Talking about, I hate to fucking repeat it, but you're talking to Crazy Mike. I think he did it.
What? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think, and I don't mean to downplay Crazy Mike. I feel like Crazy no, Mike's certainly God. Crazier than I ever got, but, you know, heroin's the... In my opinion, that's a big jump.
It
right?
is,
that's,
and I wish I kind of took that jump before I stopped, because
let me ask
it
you
seems
something,
like a
Peyton.
Great high.
Remember when coke was the big jump?
Yeah.
You did crystal meth. That's not enough for you.
I didn't do it by accident, crystal meth, by the way. I mean, I didn't do it with my own will.
You did it by accident?
No, no, yeah, because this is what happened. I passed out. I was like,
whoa. I think this is step number one. Be fucking.
Yeah, admit to yourself right. You're powerless. My friends, that was my friends, quote unquote, this guy that was fucking hanging out with this huge drug dealer that got busted by the feds, whatever. Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Crazy Mike just.
I just broke the glass of vodka with the shot all over me.
He doesn't have to drink for Crazy Mike to come out and be fucking crazy.
I'm so sorry.
He's crazy by proximity.
I'm so sorry.
Now he's going to smell like booze, go back to his girlfriend and have to explain why.
Oh, Jesus Christ. The vodka got mad that I wasn't drinking it, so I was like, fuck you. Here's what
somebody
you get,
said
asshole.
Too. KeithandTheGirl.com/support. Get the camera and watch a relapse take place.
Oh my God.
Did you see his eyes? Whoever, if somebody was videotaping that through the camera, rewind it and see if his eyes changed.
Fuck this.
I'm so glad I didn't hit the electrical shit. Come
on, no whatever.
All right. So okay.
Let me say this though.
Thanks, man.
Runers from Canada says, well, you're allowed to have pussy drinks like margaritas, right?
No.
No,
man. It's like fucking alcohol is alcohol.
Look,
know?
There's a saying. It's never the caboose that kills you.
I'm a retard.
You know what I mean? It's always first one.
Oh.
It's not the caboose that kills you. It's that first one.
Michael, don't worry about it. Seriously, we'll get it later.
Okay, we'll get it later.
He's like, no, my jeans are soaking wet with vodka right now. If you don't mind, I'm going to take care of this.
I'm licking my jeans right now. That doesn't count.
So you did crystal meth by accident. You were passed out and your
How
friend.
Am I ever going to become a famous actor if people find this podcast? They're like, let's go see the new Crystal Meth Addicts movie.
Sold.
Yeah. They woke me. I was in like a drunken stupor and I'd already done ecstasy and acid and something else that night. I forget what else. But like, so I was like all, I don't know how I passed out on all that shit. But whatever. So I passed out. And then the next morning I wake up and they're like, dude, you don't know what the fuck you did last night, do you? And I was like, yeah, man, I did some ecstasy and acid.
How old are you?
At that point in time, I was 19.
Okay.
And so they're like, we woke you up. We got you a little special treat. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, you did fucking meth last night, bro. And I was like, what do you fucking mean I did meth? Like, we woke you up and did some meth, man. I was like, how did you get me to fucking do meth? They're like, you just woke up and you did it and you went back. I was like, that's awesome. Thanks.
They had you smoke it.
No, snort it. Like, you know how you do shit and you wake up and you forget the fuck you did? Like, you know, like, fuck a hooker? Whatever. So that shit happened.
How do you know you fucked a hooker if you weren't?
Because my friend.
Actually, no, I don't know for a fact.
Dude, your friends just took the money out of your wallet.
No, right?
You need new friends.
But you know, and every single day, you don't feel nothing, like in your dick, or you have no memory of it, but your friends tell you every day you bought the most expensive hooker.
Yeah.
But you do have different friends now, right? You have
yes,
to.
Yes, yeah.
It probably wouldn't work the same way. Having
no.
the same friends back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, and I tried to keep them, and it worked for a little while.
Yeah. There's a huge.
I'm fucking hot.
I don't think
that alcohol is soothing. It's like seeping into my pores. He's like, I'll get him one way or another. It's like soaking into my thigh right now.
He's taking off his shirt.
I'm starting
and
to shake.
No, but you know, I think that a lot of people don't really fully understand how big of a social impact alcohol has on people.
Oh,
like
totally.
You were saying earlier.
Sure.
I mean, there's. You can't keep the same friends. If you have a problem and you're trying to walk away, I mean, they might be nice enough to answer a phone call every now and again, but you can't hang out with them.
No, in fact, I think it's generally
Mike,
hard
Mike, you relapsed yet? No. Stop calling.
You call and you're like, hey, buddy, I just want to say, hey, that's great fucking news. Where do we go? No. I mean, I'm doing a show. Click. Yeah. Right. A drinking show?
I'm sorry. I forgot to let you finish your sentence.
Oh, whatever. I don't know. I know, like... I don't drink, and definitely people look at me funny. Peyton has told me he can't trust me because I don't drink. And people all the time, they tell me that all the time. I've had business lunches where they feel awkward because I'm not drinking. Right. And I've thought of, and I have, taken a glass and ordered a glass just to sit in front of me and just sip slowly because I can't stand the taste of it. It's just so people feel comfortable.
Well, right. So what happened with you?
You don't like the taste.
I hate it.
Never.
Really. No family, like, you know, like daddy, I watched him, and now I don't want to get
no,
close.
My father drank for sure, right. But I never, I was so,
It's always the men's fault.
Well, my parents kept so much, like, any negative things away from me, where even if it was a problem with my dad, I wouldn't know it as a kid.
Right.
So yeah. It's not like, I was in Happy Land when I was a kid, so it's not like I thought dad was doing anything wrong.
Right.
So, so it's not that, it's just, I mean... I never wanted to be not in my conscious head. I never really, right. You know, except like recently there have been certain times where I'm like, I wish I did drink because then I could like kind of go on vacation without going on vacation. Right. Just like yeah, totally. Escape for a second. But I can't.
It is funny.
I walk back. I'll just tell you here. Here's a brief glimpse into the mind of the crazy alcoholic. I wait tables still, folks. And when I come, well, you know, you bring a glass of wine or a glass of grappa or something from the bar. I swear to God, every time I don't know, with a grappa or
no,
whatever.
No, grappa.
Yeah, anything else. So I walk back and I'll fucking smell it. Like I'll just be walking back to the table and I'll just be like, That smells good. That smells good. And then I'll drop it off.
You know what? People are like, no, Keith, that's not normal.
No. And then I'll spill a little bit on my hand and lick it. And I'm like, that doesn't count.
I'm just trying to clean myself.
Yeah. Like a kitty cat.
Let me tell you, I just recently gave up Diet Coke, and that shit is difficult because you see that everywhere.
I love the analogy. I love when people do that because some people, you're joking right now, I know that. But like some people, they do like, listen, I just gave up clipping my toenails on the subway, and that was a staple of my morning routine. And I feel you on the giving up alcohol.
No, I do make fun of that because it kind of was hard for me, but I would never compare it to a real addiction unless I was kidding.
But you know, I'm on cigarettes. You know.
Cigarettes is a real addiction.
And let me just...
Cigarette is one of the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Sorry.
No, it's really difficult.
No, I know, but it is disgusting, and there's
Did you just
no...
kick it, or are you trying to kick it, you said?
No, not even that, no.
And just bring it up, does yeah. somebody have a cigarette?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, nobody's drinking booze. This is, I've brought this up many times, but that you could smoke outside even... bothers me that we could go. You could stand in front of me.
Oh, shut up!
Going down the subway and your ash, not just the smoke.
Yeah,
the ash is going in my eye, but you can't drink outside. When I drink, it stays in me. I don't go sip. That was good. Oh, stranger.
And like the whole non-smoking thing now in like New York and California and all that shit. Like,
see, Peyton, that would be rude.
Relax is my point.
You think I could just said that point?
But yeah. No, but I mean the cigarettes in general. Look, I get it. It's awful. It's stupid. It's retarded. There's no.
Do you think they should be able to smoke still in the bars and
no,
the
I don't. I think that's you know when I go back home. And the bars can be smoked then. I hate it. I can't stand it. I go outside to have a cigarette, you know.
Well, Alabama,
the worst thing about not being able
to... I'm sorry. You know who doesn't get to have a point, or if somehow voting became fair and we really got to vote on things we cared about, on if we're supposed to allowed to smoke outside?
Don't say
smokers.
Children.
Smokers.
Oh, okay. Thank
you. Non-smokers should be able to say it bothers me or it doesn't bother me. I'm telling you. We're telling you. It bothers us outside. And I'll tell you something else. When New York City said, you know what, no smoking in bars, even non-smokers pretended, because they didn't want to be laughed at, that, that's fucking horrible.
Yeah,
yeah. Everybody's loving it, dude. Everybody's loving it.
I just told you, I love it. I think that it's disgusting. You smell like smoke. Your hair in a bar, right. it just saturates your entire being in a bar, and it's disgusting.
And you take that shower after you've been out, and it's like it's just like
it's still there. It's, you know. Yeah.
But the worst thing about it is
I'm sorry. Hold on.
You keep cutting Michael
off. Right.
But I just honestly think, just back the fuck off. Like, you know, you can.
I have to leave a crowd of 12 people, let's say, outside of a bar hanging out and walk away.
No, what Peyton is saying is that it is amazing what people have the balls to tell a smoker. You don't know me. You don't tell me that what I'm doing is bad for me. It's like nobody goes up to the fat woman in McDonald's and goes, fucking seriously?
Right.
You're going to have
you're
a heart attack.
Yourself.
You know why? But they do that to
Keith's point, though. Keith's
you're not
point.
Throwing your burger at my face.
But Keith's point, I get it.
I know,
you
I
have
get
a
his
point,
too.
But Manhattan is, it's you know, at its widest point, 3 miles wide.
And if I don't like it, I could go 3 miles.
Well, not even 3 miles, but 3 feet. Come on, don't be a dick. Like, you know, people have addictions.
That they do.
Right. Crazy Mike concurs.
Where's the vodka?
All over your feet.
I know. It's fucking. I'm a stink. I got a fucking hour train ride home too.
You're going to Brooklyn, right?
But you won't be able to go. What am I going to say?
I'm going to hang out with the homeless people.
You say a bum threw up on your fucking thing. I'm telling you, nobody would have known. Yeah. It was crazy, Keith. Nobody would have ever.
And it's documented.
It is. I'm excited.
Wait. So what were you going to say, Michael?
Nothing.
Perfect. Yeah. I'm topping.
You're the Gallman of the fucking podcast. Cut me off. Just fucking squash my punchlines. You lit me, baby. I'll light you, motherfucker.
Whatever. What's your MySpace, Michael? MySpace.com/
yeah, Michael Matera.
How do you spell Matera?
MATTERA.
All right. We'll get to you, Peyton, in a second.
And if you want to check out my comedy show, it's the number one friend in my top eight. It's called Transmissions.
Oh, you have a MySpace specifically for it?
Yeah.
Is that MySpace.com/transmissions or you can
get that? It's MySpace.com/LES, Transmissions, which is an acronym without the periods for Lower East Side. LES Transmissions. Thank you.
All right, cool.
I've been drinking too much vodka to get that.
I like
that's why you could rewind kidding. It later
that's
on.
Why you go to his name and you follow the links there.
Right.
Yeah.
It's actually
Michael Matero. I loved the show last night. I liked the comics that you had.
I love the comics that I mean I picked them.
Well, we talked to Joe after. I talked to Joe what's his
Joe
name?
DeRosa.
Joe funny, DeRosa is a great guy.
Funny guy. Very
you know
funny
him?
Guy.
Yeah, I know Joe. He's very, very funny, very nice guy.
Have you given me his name before and I just didn't follow up?
I love
up
his style.
On it?
He's hilarious.
I don't know. Who else was on your show?
Matt McCarthy, hilarious guy, just got back from Montreal. James Patterson, funny guy, just got back from Montreal.
Oh, he's a good book writer too.
Yeah. James, actually, I don't know if James doesn't have
James Patterson, yeah.
Or maybe he's another guy.
That's a book for you authors and readers out there.
I don't read. My girlfriend reads a lot. I don't. Love you, sweetheart. You're smart.
All right. All
right. But you dress like a whore, but I love you.
Are you going to make her hear the show because you smell
no,
like
she
booze?
Really wants to hear it. She's like, I can't wait to hear it. She's excited to hear it. She likes your shit.
If she was smart, she'd know how to listen right now.
Right? She's working. She's a hostess where I work. All right, Barry Rothbard.
She's a hostess where you work.
Yeah, that's where we met. That's like the first.
This is so cute.
All right, so Barry Rothbard.
That's fun, though.
Marcus Doodoo Brown.
I'm sorry. That's funny. What?
Marcus Doodoo Brown. Funny guy from
DC. Why would you name
DC?
Him that, though?
Because his nickname's Doodoo.
From his mom?
I don't think
parents give nicknames.
He's black. Wow. I don't know. They like nicknames and funny names. Like, I don't understand why the black people always change their nickname, their real names after their parents put so much like hard work into it.
Into making up a
name.
Yeah.
It's like, how are you going to change a beautiful name like Anthony to A-Dog?
I don't know.
Is that racist?
LaJohn.
No. Black people have more nicknames than Anne Hesh has personalities, you know?
There's something, though, about dogs in the black community. Like Michael Vick and that whole mess. And now, you know, A-Dog. What's the DMX? Thinks he's a pit bull.
Not to mention, you're my dog.
You're my dog. What's up, dog?
Yeah. Little Bow Wow.
Oh, come on. Right. That's Andre. You
Snoop.
You know Dre.
Snoop.
That's D-Dog. Come on. Right, you remember D-D from back in the day. Like, you know.
Well, who is it? Cedric the Entertainer. He's talking about that. Yeah, but even still, he's got that bit. You know, he's like, "What's up, my little dog, Piston Starter?" He's like, "Little spark plug." Mm. You know, he's
like
talking about
thing.
Black nicknames.
I love Cedric the Entertainer's book where if you ever read it, he says, talking about when Jesse Jackson ran, he's like, "I know he ain't the best we got, but he's all we got, so we got to vote for him." Like that whole mentality of it's like, you know, right. Stick to your race, you know, don't vote for the white man.
I never
But that's every ethnicity.
I know, but it's like the fucking reason that we have all these partitions that are set up that really doesn't seem to be bringing us all together, does it? No, whatever.
Hear more about that in Gary Goldman's next act. I'm smart. They're smart things.
Ah, my diatribe.
Gary Goldman, I'm smart, but I dress like a slut.
think as a jackass. All right. I want to say this.
Say it.
Michael, you're fucking aces.
I'm what?
Aces. You're a good guy.
Oh, thanks, babe. I appreciate it.
You're
man.
A good
right
guy.
Back at you.
$200 for a shot right now.
Didn't I already take one? I think I did. I think I did.
Peyton Clarkson, thank you. MySpace.com/PeytonClarkson.
Spell your full name because Peyton is a little, you know.
Pagan? PeytonClarkson.
Thank you, Peyton.
And, thanks for having me.
Check him out at the live audience show that we did in Canada at /live. Thank you both.
Also, just a reminder again, this Friday, normally on Fridays we have our shows at midnight. This Friday it's going to be at noon because we're going away.
Bye. KeithandTheGirl.com.